Thank you and good morning. A CHP officer on patrol near Sproul Creek Road on Sunday morning watched as the driver of a stolen pickup truck with an ATV loaded in the bed, Seth Robert Morton, make an illegal turn by crossing the divided lanes of Highway 101 from the southbound lanes to the northbound lanes. The officer initiated a traffic stop, but Morton drove away instead, leading the officer on a pursuit that began at Sproul Creek and ended near Bell Springs Road. After Morton left the roadway, he and his passenger, Kaylee Sue Ann Griffith, attempted to hide the stolen Chevy pickup under some branches and brush. Morton and Griffith then fled the scene on the ATV with the keys to the stolen Chevy in their possession. With assistance from sheriff's deputies and CHP air assets, Morton and Griffith were spotted riding the ATV in an area near Harris Road, and they were taken into custody. And a search at the scene turned up other stolen items, along with marijuana and heroin. A single-vehicle collision on Highway 36 east of Swimmer Delight on Saturday night sent three people to the hospital and resulted in the arrest of the driver of a pickup truck after a fourth person died at the scene. The CHP reports that Cade Chandler, who was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence, was driving too fast to negotiate a curve in the roadway, and his truck left the road and collided with a redwood tree before overturning and rolling down an embankment. Chandler and passenger Savannah Kindred, who were not wearing seatbelts, were ejected from the truck and both suffered major injuries and were taken to Redwood Memorial Hospital, where Kindred was later airlifted to Santa Rosa for further treatment. A third passenger, Bradley Thumler, was wearing a seatbelt and suffered minor injuries, while the fourth passenger, a young woman who was also unrestrained, suffered fatal injuries and died at the scene. Chandler was arrested on suspicion of felony DUI and released to the custody of Redwood Memorial. There was a second fatal traffic collision over the weekend, this time on Friday night, when 54-year-old Eureka resident Jerry Dean Hathcock died after he was hit by a vehicle attempting to pass two other cars near Lord Ellis Summit at just before 10 o'clock. Hathcock was headed eastbound on his motorcycle when 24-year-old San Francisco resident Andrew Carrigan, who was headed westbound and going faster than the posted speed limit, attempted to pass two cars at a curve in the roadway and across the double yellow line. After passing the first car, Carrigan was then in the lane in which Hathcock was traveling, and despite taking evasive measures to avoid a collision, Hathcock's motorcycle was hit by Carrigan's car. Hathcock was knocked off his bike and suffered fatal injuries at the scene, while Carrigan was taken to the hospital for treatment of minor injuries. DUI is not suspected of having played a role in that crash. Lawyers for the family of 22-year-old Tommy McLean, who was shot and killed by Eureka Police Officer Stephen Linfoot outside his family residence on Allard Avenue last September, will file a claim for damages today. Named in the lawsuit are Linfoot, Sergeant Brian Stevens, the City of Eureka, and the Police Department. McLean's parents have filed the $10 million wrongful death lawsuit and will be represented by Dale Gallippo, the lawyer who sued the City of Eureka and the Police Department for the death of Martin Cotton in 2011. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It's been a dry and sunny winter along the North Coast. There was a winter storm that rolled through the region earlier this month, but overall, it's been nice enough to be outside enjoying the natural beauty of our area. That means plenty of people have made it a point to visit local beaches, beaches that can be dangerous both for the aware and the unaware. Troy Nicolini of the National Weather Service points out that the signs at the entrances to local beaches are there for a very important reason, to alert visitors to the dangers present.
For example, the rising tides, we say know the tides, plan for rising water. In a very short way, we hope that communicates to people that you can't be oblivious to rising water around here, because if you go around a headland while the tide is low, when you come back 2 hours later, you may not be able to get back. So that's an example where we tried to give some really short, concise advice on how people can remain safe on this coast.
Nicolini went on to say that the danger of sneaker waves is ever present and that getting caught in the cold waters off the coast is to be avoided.
My main message is, once you're pulled into the ocean by a sneaker wave and you're fully dressed with boots on and a parka, your chances of survival are extremely low. You know, if you see signs like this in other areas with warmer water, they're going to try to attempt to tell you how to get out of a rip current, for example. We don't do that. We don't tell you to swim parallel to the current, because we know that you could be Michael Phelps and a world foremost expert on rip currents, and if you get pulled in the surf around here, you're probably not going to get out.
Always use caution when you visit local beaches or areas near the water, and never turn your back on the ocean. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.